This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring a discussion on assembly elections in Maharashtra and Jharkhand. The participants are Akshay Raut, former Director General, Election Commission of India, and Lalima Aneja Dang, anchor.
The dates for assembly elections have been announced for Maharashtra and Jharkhand. While Maharashtra goes to polls in one phase on the 20th of November, Jharkhand goes to polls in two phases, 13th and 20th November. Well, for more on these elections, we are now joined by Mr. Akshay Raut, former DG Election Commission of India. Welcome, sir, to Akashvani.
Thank you very much.
Sir, before we move on to our correspondence, we'd like to know from you, how do you view the preparations? And there seems to be a bit of a contradiction here. Maharashtra in one phase, it's such a huge state, and Jharkhand, small state relatively, and elections happening in two phases there. How do you explain that?
Those who professionally manage elections, and in this case, Election Commission of India, which is considered as the gold standard in election management all across the world, they know why, under what circumstances, how many phases of polling is required. Maharashtra is the second largest state of India, and we are talking about 10 crore voters almost, 9.63 crores. And to compare to that, the eastern state of Jharkhand has about 2.5 crore voters. But look at the topography. Look at the past, how many phases of elections were held in the last assembly election in 2019 in Jharkhand. Many more. And it is mountain, hills, tough terrain, and also has off and on the Naxal extremist problems. So it makes sense. There is something called security assessment, vulnerability mapping. It goes, a very detailed work goes on by election management from topmost level like Election Commission of India in Delhi to down to the small officers and district and sub-district levels, involving police and everyone else, political parties, to know what would be the best way to conduct the polls in how many phases and on what dates and timings. There are a lot of work which goes into it. So the complexity of that results in the announcement of poll dates. In this case, Maharashtra is one phase, and Jharkhand, for the very right reasons, has two phases. So a small and big, that's a little simplistic approach. For example, Jammu and Kashmir. Mm-hmm. We had Jammu and Kashmir elections. It was held gloriously, yes, and very recently, mm-hmm, under certain circumstances, which had both national and international attention. And the people of Jammu and Kashmir, the election management in India, the political system in India, all have proved how a good work can be done and how a democratic process can be taken forward. But it was done in few phases. It was not done in a single phase like, say, in Haryana, for example. Those two elections were held together. So the requirements are always different. So Election Commission, as the most professional body of election management bodies across the world, considered among the best, something like a Vishwaguru on election management. And India is a land of elections. Every election is different, but every election is done on time, each time, in a smooth manner, free and fair manner, and participative manner, and generally in a peaceful atmosphere. Those are the objectives with which the poll schedule is also planned. And just one interesting point I wanted to make a mention, because you said about this 13th, 20th for Jharkhand and 20th for Maharashtra. 20th is a Wednesday. That's what Chief Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar was emphasizing in the press briefing. So those who want to make excuses for not voting, I'm talking about cities and towns of Maharashtra, where the urban apathy has become ill-famous for the cities and towns where middle-class, educated, well-to-do people live. They have been voting at the level of 10, 15, 20% sometime, less than the state average.
That's
or
right,
the national average. And one of the reasons which is given is that the poll date was close to weekend. They had a getaway, you know, after tiring city life, work. So they were looking forward one day, poll day holiday. If that is the approach, that's a very incorrect approach, to say the least. But that is unfortunately given also as a reason for cities and towns voting less. So now they have nipped it in the bud. So the election managers have made sure this time it is Wednesday in the middle of a week, so there is no connection with a weekend. So these are the ideas which go into the making of a polling day schedule.
We move on to the correspondence now. Let's move on to Shri K.K. Lal, who is a correspondent from Ranchi, Jharkhand. Mr. Lal, what are the main issues in Jharkhand?
issues which are expected to dominate in upcoming Jharkhand assembly elections include infiltration by Bangladeshi nationals, corruption charges against the Hemant Soren government, and the one-upmanship between the JMN and the BJP over monthly cash transfer scheme. The most contentious issue the BJP has been raising for months is an alleged decline in the tribal population in Sulthan Pargana areas due to infiltration by Bangladeshi and Rohingya. Corruption charges against the Hemant Soren, for which Soren was arrested, is likely to be another major plank of BJP-led NDA. Besides Soren, his ministerial colleague Alamgir Alam was arrested and sent to jail in an alleged commission scam after the enforcement director recovered 35 crore from premises linked to officials of this department. Question paper leaks and the death of 15 aspirants during a recruitment drive for excise constable also provided the opposition opportunities to corner the Soren government. In recent times, both the JMM and the BJP have indulged in tug of war over the state government's monthly cash transfer scheme. Hemant Soren launched Mukhyamantri Mahila Samman Yojana, under which eligible women between 18 to 50 years receive 1,000 per month. The BJP then announced it would launch a Gobo Didi Yojana, providing eligible women rupees 2,100 per month. To counter this, the Jharkhand cabinet hiked the amount to 2,500.
We are now joined by Ms. Prarthana from Mumbai. Prarthana, what are the main issues affecting the local voter in Mumbai? Mumbai is crucial in a way because it's the financial capital, as we all call it, of our country.
During 2019 elections, the situation was completely different. Why? Because we had two parties which are now contesting as four different parties. The Shiv Sena and the NCP have been divided after the 2019 elections. We are not getting into more details on this. Let us now specifically talk about the issues, as you said. On one hand, what I would say is the Mahayuti coalition, that is the ruling coalition here, it is highlighting various infrastructure projects, be it the coastal road, the Atal Setu, the Vadhavan port, the metro. They are counting it as their achievements of their government, and they're saying that we have really done things that are for the welfare of the people, and they're saying that the people are going to reward them. Today only we had a PC of the ruling coalition. Here we saw many inaugurations and foundation laying of a slew of projects in the state recently. In the PC today, the MBA leaders were asserting that the schemes like Mukhyamantri Maji Ladki Bahin Yojana, in which they give a certain amount, and then there is Mukhyamantri Saur Krushi Pump Yojana, Lake Ladki Yojana, Chief Minister Bali Raja Free Electricity Scheme, which is for the farmers. They're saying that all these schemes have been a game changer for the people in the state. I would also like to point out here that Maharashtra has been the highest foreign direct investment state, that has been receiving the highest foreign direct investment in last 2 years. Come to the opposition. The opposition has been targeting the government over the law and order situation, women's safety, corruption, drug menace, farmer suicide, paper leak, unemployment, shifting of industry from Maharashtra. The opposition has been particularly attacking the government over the recent murder of the NCP leader Baba Siddiqui, who was also a former minister here, and he was murdered by a few unknown people who have been arrested now. Another issue is the reservation demand issue. The Maratha community and now the Dhangar community, they have been demanding reservation, and they may cause a little bit of an issue for the Mahayuti government here.
Let's go to Dhananjay Vankhede, who is a correspondent from Nagpur. Dhananjay, what is the situation in Nagpur? Do you find some enthusiasm over there? How do you see the issues spanning amongst the voters there?
In Maharashtra, the Vidarbha region has 62 constituencies in total, while the Nagpur Legislative Assembly seat having the 12 seats. If we speak about the urban and the rural Nagpur, there are issues in both the regions. In urban areas, issues like water lodging after the heavy rains or traffic jam in the major roads due to the ongoing development works. The unemployment in the tier 2 cities like Nagpur and Amravati, which are the biggest cities of Vidarbha, are some issues in urban areas. If you talk about the rural areas, the issues of crop prices of soybean and cotton is the major issue. The farmers are in a distress despite of state government's rebates and subsidies. The relief for farmers from the drought situation and the crop damage due to the heavy rains are also the issues of contention in this rural region.
Moving on to our correspondent from Aurangabad now, Samarjit Rao Saheb Thakur. Let us know about how the situation is, what is the voting scene like in Aurangabad, enthusiasm there, and what are the issues bothering our citizens there?
Enthusiasm is there. The area is geographically, it is a drought prone area. But now what happened this year, now it is the crops are being damaged by rain. So this year also means farmer is in distress. The Maratha reservation leader Manoj Jarange Patil comes from this place. So this area is very much in influence of this movement of Maratha reservation. Here unemployment is the main issue. Recently state government succeeded to bring 52,000 crore investment in this region. So this will gradually increase the employment opportunities in the region.
Mr. Routh, you've been the former DG Election Commission of India. Do you see a decisive change now that we are moving on to, as they say, we talk about inclusive governance? We're also talking about inclusivity in the election process, and now persons with a disability and senior citizens above the age of 85 years have been given the opportunity of voting from home. How do you see that as taking the election process forward?
I think inclusion is the first step for any democratic process. If we call it democratic election, it must be an inclusive election to start with. And Election Commission has done a series of measures recently to enhance the inclusive nature of the election, whether it is to 100% registration of the particularly vulnerable tribal groups, out of which three tribal groups are definitely in Maharashtra and quite a few in Jharkhand, and making the best of the arrangements for people who are old, people with disabilities, transgenders, even special facilities for women who are increasingly taking part in elections, sometimes getting past men in numbers, minorities. Yes. And every person in a special situation who is a voter is attended to by Election Commission's machinery to the extent that I think it's unique in the world that we have a home collection of votes for those who are very old, those who are people with disabilities or sickness. They can get their votes collected. Just imagine a whole polling party goes with all security and EVM and all facilities, even political party agents, to just maybe collect one or two votes in a particular home.
Would you like to give a brief message to our voters?
In fact, Election Commission has made it simpler. Mm-hmm. Election Commission has now made it possible for the voter to know each and every candidate by their criminal background, what properties they have, what educational background they have, everything. You can know your candidate through a digital mode. So you can see your candidate and know who is more useful to you, your family, your society, your state, your country, which ideas and ideologies you like better. And you can exercise your conscience. You can exercise your brain and mind and go, but must go out and vote and never stay behind, never fail in your duty. And this is a precious right which the country has given to you, the Constitution has given to you.
Absolutely.
Why to waste it? How Absolutely. Can you waste it? And then waste it and then become critical, then be bitter in the next 4-5 years. I mean, act. Mm-hmm. It is not only be aware and also act. You have to act. And in this case, action is go out and vote.
Absolutely. When you said know your candidate, I was just thinking this is another kind of KYC, know your candidate and then vote. Thank you very much, Mr. Rao. Such a pleasure talking to you as always. And we hope that every voter who is supposed to come out to vote will come out and vote in these elections. Truly, the Election Commission has a very complex task, but the elections have always been a festival in our country. And we hope the enthusiasm remains. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
You were listening to a discussion on assembly elections in Maharashtra and Jharkhand. The participants were Akshay Rawat, former Director General, Election Commission of India, and Lalima Aneja Dang, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on EIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on EIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com. or WhatsApp on 9289-094044.